News, I'm Gene Randall. This is the final day of Democrats opening arguments in the nationally televised U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. Acquittal is the most likely eventuality, given the Republican majority Senate. But Democratic House managers have delivered impassioned pleas for Mr. Trump's removal from office. Lead House Manager Adam Schiff said late yesterday, quote, "If right doesn't matter, we're lost. If the truth doesn't matter, we're lost." We get more from the AP's Sagar Magani.
After 2 days of arguments, Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says there should be no question.
The case against President Trump is rock solid. It's clear. It's undeniable.
But Gillibrand and other Democrats are still demanding more witnesses and documents. GOP Senator John Barrasso says there's no need.
We have heard plenty.
And Democrats are contradicting themselves.
They said it's rock solid evidence. They shouldn't need any more information to make a final decision.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump is complaining about his defense team having to start its opening arguments on Saturday, which he says is Death Valley on television. In Moscow, Russian lawmakers have unanimously approved a sweeping constitutional reform bill put forward by President Vladimir Putin. This just 3 days after the bill was presented. Once approved in three readings, the measure goes to the Federation Council, the upper house of parliament, before being signed into law by Putin. He says that under the plan, more responsibilities will be given to the parliament and other state bodies, while also maintaining a strong presidency. Critics charge all this is simply designed to keep Putin in power. The French government today is set to unveil its controversial pension reform legislation. This comes a day after union employees stopped the output of the country's largest hydroelectric plant, Grandmaison, in the Alps. It was one of several strikes nationwide in France yesterday, designed to put pressure on the government before it lays out the final version of its pension plan. More news at VOAnews.com. From Washington.